Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you doing?
You doing well? Did you get some free time? Did you get a little bit of an escape over the weekend with the 10-day break?
Yeah, we did. Got a little time this weekend, and now back in refreshed and ready to go.
Coach, so much focus and worry about the offense getting going. Started off slow against the Redskins, and then things finally clicked. What do you think clicked for you guys in looking back on the offense waking up?
Well, I thought our guys did a good job just hanging in there. Obviously, we didn't start the game exactly the way we wanted to offensively. We had some three and outs early and didn't convert the third downs. And I think the biggest thing that we did well in that ball game was we stayed patient. We stayed persistent. We continued to run the ball. Dak was made some timely throws, converting some third downs as the game went on, and obviously down in the red zone as well. And ultimately, we were able to physically control the ball game because of our ability to run the football. Alfred did a really nice job throughout this game. You know, a lot of runs that don't necessarily make the highlight reel, but some productive 4, 5, 6, 7 yard runs, 8 yard runs early on some first downs that got us into favorable positions to keep these drives alive and control the ball game. So I thought we did a good job responding to some of those early three and outs and just playing, and obviously things started to go in our favor as the game went on.
Do you, with Alfred's game, do you expect teams now to maybe, you know, play defense a little bit differently against you guys and allow it to open the passing game up a little bit more?
Well, again, hard for us to decide what they're doing, but, you know, we're going to continue to try to attack defenses a lot of different ways, and that's running pass, and that's running the ball different ways and throwing the ball different ways and continue to put pressure on them. And, you know, ultimately it's going to come down to, you know, our ability to control the line of scrimmage and, effectively run the ball, and so much of the stuff comes off of that. So that's when we played our best football. And, again, I thought we did some good things in the passing game, really timely completions. We weren't throwing the ball very much in the game, but, you know, as that game wore on, there were some big throws that kept third down. That allowed us to convert third downs and keep drives alive and then cash in the red zone.
So, Coach, a lot of people think that, I know you're not going to get into it, but a lot of pressure and talk about running the table, must-win games. What did you think of the way that you guys responded to a pressure situation? You know, obviously things had not been going well, and it wasn't a good start to the game. What did you think about the resolve and the way you guys responded and what it says about the guys in the locker room?
Yeah, I just think the biggest thing we try to do is focus on what we need to do to play our best football, and that's all about our preparation. You know, each day of preparation is critical to get yourself ready to play your best, on Sundays. And then once you get there, you have to fight through some different adversities. And, the games aren't always going to go smoothly. Everything's not going to go your way. You're going to have some success in games. You got to keep playing. You're going to have some adversity. You got to keep playing. I thought our team did a good job of that in the game the other night.
Jason Garrett, joining us here at 105.3 The Fan. Can't believe I'm saying it. Geno Smith and the Giants this week. But how do you scout and evaluate Geno? Do you have to go back and look at old Jets tape? Do you just focus solely on this game? How do you go about doing that?
Well, I think the biggest thing you try to do is focus on what he's done with the Giants and how he's fitting into their offense. So the best opportunity for us to do that is the game from yesterday when they played Oakland. And then you go back to different times, whether it's in preseason or his time with the Jets to get more familiar with him. And, our personnel guys do a great job of that. We'll go back as coaches and do the same thing. But really what you're trying to do is put a particular player in context. And, that's how we'll evaluate this thing going in.
Now, one of the guys that Geno's going to be facing is a rookie that seemed to have a awesome start for you guys against the Redskins, and that's Cheeto. And before we ask you about his game, Coach, Jerry, he passed on this opportunity. Can you say Cheeto's real full name? Are you a master of it yet? Can you say it?
Yeah, I'm much more comfortable just saying Cheeto.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a good call.
All right, Jerry took the same approach. Coach, refresh us on what you guys liked about him coming out of school and what he's shown you in his time with the team coming off that really good game the other night.
Well, there was a lot to like about him coming out. He was one of the leaders in the secondary and on the defense there at Colorado. Very well-respected guy, very experienced guy. He's very talented. I mean, he's big, he's strong, he's fast, he's quick, he's explosive. He has all the traits you want physically. He also had versatility coming out. He played both inside and outside. He played some safety. We felt like we could use him at different places in our secondary. The biggest issue with Cheeto has been he's missed a lot of time. He missed time early on, you know, with a hamstring, and obviously missed the bulk of the early part of the season, you know, dealing with that injury. So for any player, it's important to practice. For young players, it's critical just to kind of get yourself you know, up to par with how you're doing things. And you know, he's done a good job staying engaged when he missed practice time, you know, learning things intellectually, but there's no substitute for just going out there and practicing and doing it over and over and over again. So been healthier here the last few weeks, giving him an opportunity to play on teams, and then, you know, the other day the first opportunity to play a corner, and he responded well.
I thought one of the more underrated performances, Coach, was Leo Collins at right tackle. I have forgotten that Ryan Kerrigan was even in the game. What was your assessment looking back at the tape of the job that Collins did against Kerrigan or whoever else they put on his side?
Well, LC just did a really good job for a lot of different reasons. For me and for us as a coaching staff, you know, the number one reason was he wasn't able to practice all week long, and his back was bothering him, so he didn't practice Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. He was able to get into some walkthroughs in the couple days prior to the ball game, but he had no physical practice, so that's a challenging thing for any player. But, you know, he was able to somehow, some way, get himself ready to play physically, mentally, and emotionally, and he really did a nice job. He's a physical guy. That's just his nature. That's how he plays. He's improved technically with the more games that he's played. But maybe as much as anything else, he demonstrated mental toughness to keep fighting and keep battling and get himself right over the course of the week to be able to play a ball game. Obviously, Kerrigan is one of the best players they have on their defense. He's an outstanding rusher. He shows up in the run game, and LC did a really nice job against him.
Jason Garrett here on 105.3 The Fan. It's the Cowboys and the Giants coming up with the Cowboys coming off an awesome win against the Redskins. Ryan Switzer with his breakout on special teams. How nice was that to see, Coach? And some fans want to know, are we going to see a little bit more? Why haven't we seen a little bit more of Switzer out there, either in the slot or some other different formations?
Well, the return was a huge play in the game, obviously. And, you know, Switzer has gotten closer and closer the last few weeks. If you remember, he was a really, really prolific punt returner in college. He had a number of returns for touchdowns, and he's, you know, that was one of the things that we like so much about him is his ability to contribute on teams as a returner. And, you know, he's had some opportunities here and there offensively. We've handled the ball a little bit. He's been a part of a couple different packages for us. And, you know, we have a lot of guys we want to get the ball to on the offensive side of the ball. You know, we want to run it. We want to throw it. We want to throw it to different guys. So, you know, he's done a good job with his opportunities when he's gotten them, and he'll continue to get them, you know, as he continues to grow as a player.
Sean Lee, good to go, full participant all week in practice?
You know, we anticipate him being able to practice on Wednesday. He's done a great job working to come back from that hamstring injury, and you know, we anticipate him being able to go on Wednesday. We'll see how he handles that work. We'll take a situation day by day.
Coach, I'm having a really hard time predicting what you guys are going to do defensively. I think that someone's going to run all over you guys or put up all the points, and then you come up with a performance like you did against Kansas City. I think the same thing against the Redskins, and I thought you guys were really flying around the football and being very, very physical. What stood out to you defensively as a whole in that Redskin game?
Well, I think first and foremost, our run defense, we're able to control the line of scrimmage and not let them get their run game started. I thought we did a good job in this game tackling at different times where, you know, when they checked the ball down in front of us in zone, we did a good job rallying and tackling it. And having said that, we missed some tackles. So I thought we're physical tackling, and at times did a very good job, but other times, you know, we missed the guy, and he was able to get some additional yards. So that's an area we'll continue to work on. You know, the best defenses are great tackling defenses. And, again, we improved in some areas, but we did have some missed tackles that we got to shore up. I thought we did a better job minimizing the big plays in the passing game. I think a lot of that had to do with our pass rush and then our coverage on the back end. There were a number of PBUs by some guys, you know, Cheeto being one of them, where we contested them fairly well when we were playing man-to-man coverage. So I thought all those things were positives. You know, one of the big things you're always trying to do on defense is keep the score down. So I thought we did a good job, you know, keeping them out of the end zone for the most part. They had two good drives in the game, but for the rest of the ball game, I thought we did a pretty good job keeping them under wraps.
And finally, Jason, it is National Cookie Day. Mm. So what is the number one go-to cookie for you in the if you had your choice in the Cowboys cafeteria?
Wow, I love cookies. You know, I guess I would start with just simply a chocolate chip, but I don't discriminate. I like a lot of them.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.